70s music, man. And the lyrics. Especially the type of music I listened to in the 70s. More Motown, less Bee Gees. That kind of thing. Bee Gees weren't bad, okay?
They had their place.
But, if you know, if I'm going to get down, I know who I'm going to listen to. It's Soul Train. You know, the Republicans are all about choice. And I'll give you an example.
No, choice, yeah.
Yeah, freedom, school choice.
Oh, yeah.
Remember? School choice. But the choice here is let them bleed public education and bring it all to schools of choice for profit. That's all it is. It's and they're winning. This is wow, we're lucky we got Evers, man. I kind of like Tony. Sometimes, you know, I think he gets up there and he puts out a statement. He's like, oh, man, was I tough on that one, right? And maybe, you know, yeah, do some push-ups, man. Like Biden. Get some push-ups in. But I've got no complaints about the guy. You know, he's such an improvement compared to Scott Walker. And, yeah, the guy does care about education. And I'd say, you know, he's a little, what, little right of left in my world. But I've been dealing with that. That's way better than center right or even center left, you know, just right of left. And he's getting there. But, you know, it's tough to teach an old dog new tricks. Believe me, I'm 60, going on 15. And that is the key. You know, they tried to figure out what, like, makes people live longer. Well, that's simple. Don't grow up. So, hey, even when you get sick, you feel like you just can't be beat. That's where I'm at right now. I don't know, I'll find out next Friday. I think I have another trip to the Carbone Center to see where we're at with these tumors. Not growing fast. I haven't been feeling too much pain lately. You know, you get used to the stuff that I guess it's going to be that way forever. So you kind of don't really have a choice. You just get used to it. And then you figure out, oh, I got limitations, you know. So that's choice, right? I choose now. Just like I choose in everything I do in life, not by saying you have to do it the way I do, but we all have choices to make, right? So I choose not to, there's another choice Republicans like to make you think that, what, taking away local control to protect your air and water? That wasn't our choice.
Wait a minute, I thought they're for local control.
No, they take away local control. Local control to them means that they control everything.
Oh, see, they want to control.
If it's,
yeah, okay.
If it's close to Robin Voss's three offices, or what's his name, LeMahieu, who slipped in after Daddy, you know? And it just, you wonder how far back do some of these families, do they have cousins that were legislators before them? And when did they just, like, get totally inbred? Because that's... their thinking right now is just everything's destruction. Oh, look, there's a sparrow right here in my window, kind of like Bernie. Did you see it? There's another one. Yeah.
Cool.
Yes. They're progressive sparrows of Madison. I'm not kidding, man. That was pretty cool. Male and female just pulled up by my window here and sat on the ledge.
They heard you.
Well, of course, they feel me, you know.
Right on.
I was out, you know, calling the crows again this week.
But you were talking about family values. The family values of these Republicans. Yeah, how it carries on.
Robin Voss's family values. Zero children, third marriage. And some people will be like, well, that's not fair, Mike. I don't have any children. I didn't say you. I said Robin Voss and how he legislates against children and education and working families. Yeah, you want to debate me on that one, anybody?
Sounds like
was it too mean? Am I being too mean to these people that are trying to destroy the future of my children and your children and everybody's grandchildren and everything that, you know, you believe that this is like created by God and yet you're out there wiping out God's creations? Good idea. I don't think these people really believe in this God thing. And that's okay too, because a lot of us don't. The difference being that we respect the earth and the planet and we, you know, everybody... We create a path for everybody. And now it's time to create a path for stupid and run it right off the flat end of the planet, man. I mean, it was a hard week again last week. I'm looking and I'm like, oh boy, this is, jeez, man, Roe v. Wade, huh? Wow. Well, hey, thanks, because you're going to motivate a lot of women in basically every corner of the planet, because they'll be supporting us in other countries too. Because supposedly, you know, we have allies out there that we support, right? Once we invade and set up that government for them.
Yeah.
But bring in the corporations and everything, then they're just like us. They've been westernized. And you wonder why the middle, yes, Western civilization, it's corrupt corporate Western civilization that is the problem. And the corruption of democracy, or the dismantling of it, which I don't know if that there's ever really been democracy in this country. Have it lived through all those years? But I'm kind of hearing stories from people that do know. And if you ignore history, you're bound to repeat that, baby.
Especially
we're on that path, man.
Yeah, especially if you can rewrite it sometimes, right?
Yeah. Well, I don't know if the dinosaurs were responsible for being extinct, but I think it might have been volcanoes. And since, you know, we haven't learned enough in this world to not frack next to, you know, volcanoes. And, you know, fault lines. I mean, they stopped in Ohio after they had like 18 earthquakes that they said were directly associated to fracturing the earth. Well, no, I almost said it, man. I almost said the four-letter S word.
I got the button. I got the button over here.
No kidding.
Get you covered, man. I got a happy trigger
finger. When did everybody start getting so stupid? You understand why the attack on education is such a deadly tool. I mean, if you think we're uneducated now, oh, or I mean, if you think we're educated now, I don't know, either way. But I know I was just like I was in the top 50% by the time I got to my senior year, because I really, really wasn't interested in a lot of the courses outside of sports and girls and, you know, nature. That came natural to me, so they were all cool. But, you know, it was a different day, man. It really was. I feel so bad for people that have no idea how cool it was to be able to walk down the street, going to school, to and from, and not worry about being shot by anybody. Right? This one was sad, too, because it could have been prevented, this most recent one. But, hey, there's another choice you have, right? Yeah, you can choose to buy a gun and not be responsible and let your son use it? Oh, that's not going to happen with this guy? Oh, that's right. That was Rittenhouse. I'm sorry. I was confusing the two because they're so different, right? You know, underage, with a weapon that they weren't supposed to have, purchased by somebody else and illegally handed to them. Oh, okay.
Precedent, no.
Yeah. Well, no, those were Black Lives Matter protesters, see? You know, and you get law enforcement and the courts on your side on standing up against those guys, right? Because who are we to stand up and ask the police to not use brutality tactics? Like, you know, like they're invading some foreign nation. They're looking like our military in a foreign nation.
So the strategy now has been set. If you want to commit a crime, even say murder, you just have your friend come along in the crowd holding a BLM sign, and as long as that's in the shot, we're good.
Pretty much, you have a choice.
Great. That's great.
On how you defend yourself. See, another thing the Republicans do. It's not about whether they should have the gun or not. It's that they have a choice to use it on who and when and how many times. It just blows me away that people are... like. And then these clowns are out there, everybody, we should make it a law for everybody to have a gun. And then the other one is Flynn saying, oh, we should have a law to just have one religion in this country called Christianity. And then Christianity with a gun, that sounds good. So anybody that doesn't go along with it, right? So if you don't get a gun and you don't go to their church, I just watched that movie last night.
I thought it was religious
Invasion
freedom.
Invasion of the Body Snatchers.
Freedom of religion, right?
So. I'm more into the freedom from religion crowd. No,
well,
man, because persecuted. Yeah. It's probably not going to get better, people, till it gets worse. And it probably will. But, like, I don't know. I guess I'm kind of lucky because I'm not young anymore. So, yeah, none of this stuff is gonna probably matter too much to me. What the hell am I worried about this for? Huh. Talk to you later, man. I want to break free.